from local high school sports.
It's good to be joined by our Student Athlete of the Week. Anthony, how's it feel to be a Student Athlete of the Week?
Feels good, man.
To your Fresno State Bulldogs.
Pleasure to always have Coach Entz in the building here. And Coach, how are you doing on this Tuesday night?
Doing good. Doing really good.
When the athletic director of Fresno State drops in here at ESPN Fresno. Garrett, it's good to have you in.
You know, we're just grinding every day trying to get better. But, man, beautiful weather right now.
And voices from the pros.
On ESPN Fresno with Sean Merriman, Charger linebacker. Great.
Man, appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Q Myers joining me now. He's with the Raiders, of course.
Man, I love Fresno. Yeah. I really do, man.
Rick Neuheisel here with us on ESPN Fresno.
It is a treat to be on ESPN Fresno.
This is your home for all things sports. Hosted by Phil Bonatti. Breaking it down, calling it like it is, and taking you behind the game. This is Behind the Bench on ESPN Fresno.
That is right. Here on this Friday, May 1st, here on 1430 ESPN Fresno, the home of the Central Valley Sports Leader, and it's good to be back after a few days off. Of course, wasn't quite the most ideal show schedule over the last few days. Thank you, San Francisco Giants, and thank you, Mother Nature. But we are back, and we are ready to roll for just a little bit here before we send it off to Giants baseball coming up in a little bit, 3:40 pregame from Tampa Bay, Florida against the Tampa Bay Rays. So we're going to get on to all of the things that are going on in today's show. Of course, we got a chance to talk to our Student Athlete of the Week, Zayden Camacho of Riverdale. It's going to be coming on momentarily in this one and only segment of our show today. So you want to get a part of that conversation. But lots to dive into in just a short amount of time. Of course, Laker basketball tonight, game 6, must win. We'll dive into that a little bit. Giants baseball coming up, like I said, in just a little bit. High school baseball tonight, we're calling Buchanan and Clovis North here on 1430 ESPN. Of course, big thanks to Tony D for tossing it to us from the previous hour. Tony D Show, my show, and Palmetto Show, the Central Valley Sports Report, all live on the 1430 ESPNFresno.com website and on the ESPN Fresno app during those times. And if you missed any of it, that's also on those platforms as well. Lee's Air Hotline, 559-320-1430. The way to reach us on our show, 559-320-1430. The Lee's Air Hotline, sponsored by Lee's Air Plumbing, Heating, and Roofing. Check on the Lee's Air weather check. Currently in Fresno, nice 82-degree weather, 83-degree weather if you want to get up to there as well. Getting up to 85 at some point today. Going to be in those high 80s today, tomorrow, and then we'll dip into some cooler temperatures. Potential for some rain Monday. We'll see. Getting back down to the 60s, but I am seeing on the horizon potentially next week or next weekend, 90s on the schedule. We'll see the weather certainly getting warmer as we are hitting the month of May. Like I said, good to be here, and it's going to be a fun show for you. I want to dive right into our conversation, and Riverdale baseball, of course, has a superstar, Zayden Camacho, and there is a lot to like about this kid coming from the Cowboys program. This guy, I'll tell you what, not just a star in baseball, a star in soccer, a star in football, and even a star in track and field. The kid is doing it all in every aspect of it. I don't know how he balances it, but this is going to be a fun interview to listen to. So we're going to just dive right into it here at the top of the show. Here is my interview with our Student Athlete of the Week for this week, Riverdale's Zayden Camacho. All right, it is a pleasure to always be joined by our Student Athlete of the Week. And this week it is Zayden Camacho out of Riverdale High School who is here with me live on 1430. Of course, we got his coach from football, Brian Close, who's also his uncle. So good family connection here with you guys. And Zayden, Brian, good to have you both here. How are we doing on this afternoon?
Pretty good.
Glad to be here.
Glad to have you both. And Zayden, action to the email being showed to you. Tell me a little bit about how that went down.
Surprised because I didn't think she was going to show me that, but I'm happy.
Yeah, absolutely. And
It is hard to ignore what you've kind of done this past season, and I'm just kind of learning the tip of the iceberg of what kind of athlete you are based off of what we were hearing about. Of course, I'd say one of the games we saw that kind of came on our radar was a game where it was 18-17, I think, against Parlier a couple of weeks back, and you had, what, 5 for 6 with, like, and that I would say maybe the most insane win of the year for you guys over Parlier.
No, yeah, for sure. That game was a big one. We came down 6-0 losing first inning, and then we had to fight back as a team, and I did what I could do the most. I got two doubles and 5 stolen bases. Walked it off at the bottom of the 7th inning to give our team the win.
You got the walk-up?
I did, yeah.
What was the hit? Where would
left field, down left the line. Field.
Down the line and a single RBI, right?
It was three RBIs. All
cleared the bases.
Cleared the bases and got a double.
Brian, were you at that game? Were you got a chance to see that?
No, I was not at that game. I coached softball as well, so we were across, but I could hear the screaming.
But you could hear the screaming across the way, and certainly when things are rolling for Riverdale baseball, you hear it because it's probably Zayden doing a lot of good stuff, right?
Yes. He's a tremendous athlete at our school.
Yeah, because we only, like I said, hit the iceberg on it. He's a great baseball player, but he's got 100 steals in his career, which is insane to think about because I think only 4 players have ever reached that plateau as a baseball player in the central section. Brian, he is an athlete. That's one way to describe Zayden Camacho for sure.
Yes, very dynamic in football as a quarterback, dual option quarterback. He can run the ball. He could pass the ball. He's a big part of our team. Same thing is in baseball. He was in football as well as in soccer. The 100 stolen bases is impressive, but he also has 100 goals plus scored in soccer as well and led his team if I'm correct, all 4 years he was in the Valley Championship.
Wow. Zayden, you got a lot of accolades, to say the least. How do you balance it all with being such a good athlete in all different aspects at school?
I just try my best in everything I do. Of course, it starts in the classroom. I try to get my stuff done so that way I'm able to participate in every sport I can, go out there, do my best, keep myself healthy, and I just keep rolling.
Zayden, that's important. I'm glad you hit on that because, of course, part of this aspect is being a student first and that student-athlete moniker. And you sound like you prioritize it pretty well. What instilled that in you from a young age for you to know that that was what got you out in the field and being able to do what you wanted to do?
Really everything. Everybody I come across, they tell me it starts in the classroom, especially my dad. He wants me to get a good education because that comes first. And everything after that, just try my best in everything else I do.
Brian, when did you start seeing that kind of work ethic out of Zayden, right? Because sometimes those kids, they got to find their way a little bit. And sometimes Zayden, like him, he seems to be such a great role model for that.
Yeah, and I was fortunate enough to see him being his uncle grow up and play some youth sports. I tried to get out as much as I could, even though I had my own kids playing. I try to support him and his brother and his sister as well as much as I can. But being able to be his junior high teacher, that's when I really saw in the classroom what his grades were, and I started following the grades a little bit more as he got there approaching the high school level. So, he's always got it done in the classroom.
Yeah, that's the impressive part, right? Because, it is hard to balance that life, not just the life of being an athlete, not just the life of being a student. You got a social life, sure, I'm too, as well, and you want to balance that all together. Like you said, the education's important. You want to go to the next stage of your life in a good spot. So, talk about just, how crazy your life is a little bit when you have to balance, your football and your I know it's different seasons with the football, the basketball, the soccer, and the baseball and all that. How do you balance it all?
First, whatever sport that I'm playing at the time, I focus on that sport. Kind of get everything the season's over, and then I start thinking about my next sport and what I could do to be better for the team and individually as well. And after each season, I do my best in the next sport, and I just keep on going till I can't no more.
Who, because certainly there's scheduling stuff that happens, but how do you negotiate that with all the coaches that you have and making sure that you're good to go?
I talk to my coaches before the season, let them know what's going to be going on, and how can I attend practice, games, certain stuff like that, and kind of get a thumbs up and just keep going.
What's fascinating, too, is because I'm learning more about you. You're the quarterback of the football team. You're a catcher. I got to imagine you play point in the what do you play in basketball?
I don't play basketball.
Oh, sorry. Excuse me. Yeah, I thought it was a four-sport athlete. What was the other one you played?
Track.
Track. Sure. Okay. Sorry. Apologies. I thought. And then soccer, I imagine what? You're probably on the front.
Yeah, striker.
Striker,
sure.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Making that happen. So those are all high leadership positions, too, when it comes to that. So tell me, you know, what it's like to balance not just that, but the aspect of being a leader in each of those sports.
I mean, it's a lot. You know, there's a lot of teammates that look up to me, and I try to do my best for them. So then they're the next up. But, I mean, when I get out there, I do my best. I talk to them. I kind of just let them know how things are done and how they could do stuff better than I can.
Brian, I mentioned this. You know, he's not just playing these sports. He is just a leader. He's on a leadership position in each of these sports. I'm sure you lean on your catcher in the softball field. You know, obviously, what you ask from him from a quarterback position. You know how important striker is, right? Like, it's impressive to not just balance it all with that, but to balance it in the sense that he's got to be a leader at all those spots.
Yeah, and I think Zayden, everybody calls him Nini, he's able to do that because the kids, as he mentioned a little earlier, the kids look up to him. So it's not only that he's trying to step in and be a leader and point them in the right direction. They're looking for that. They want to know what do we need to do, and we're going to follow him. And when players and teammates fall in line to understand who the leader is on the team, and there's not any friction between them, and they're all on the same page, that makes your team better. And that's how he handles it. The kids follow him, and he's willing to lead.
At you, Zayden, when it comes to that. Right, when those players are looking at you, those guys are looking up to you. You know, how much do you feel the pressure of that at any point, or do you just know it comes naturally for you to know you have to perform in those positions each time?
I mean, sometimes the pressure is always going to be there, but you just got to relax and let things flow, and just let things get done.
When you look over these stats, right, and the stats are one thing, batting average like 600, something like that, slugging percentage 760, you got an OPS above 1.4, which for people who know baseball, that's insane. And by the way, you're stealing a bunch of bases, 51 bases. You're doing this as a catcher. You know, like people think catchers are typically a slower position, but you're doing it each one away. Take me through, first of all, how you kind of figured, I can actually steal some bases. I can be a prolific base stealer in baseball.
I mean, it starts with my coaching staff, my baseball coaching staff. They're everything to me. They taught me everything I need to know. And once I get on the first base and I go to second and third, I know what I'm supposed to do. And I have to read the pitcher, as my coach Dan tells me, read the pitcher. Once his leg goes up and he's going home, don't even look at the pitch and just go to second and just keep on going from there.
Is that a hyper-aggressive approach that Riverdale has from the baseball side? Like, once guys on, like, we are going to attack and continue to move guys. And, if you're facing Riverdale, the understanding is you guys are going to be in motion. Yes, you're right. Going to be putting pressure on the defense, right?
Yep, correct.
Tell me a little bit about the mentality of that as a team and what that looks like.
My coach, John Cantieri, he always tells me once a player, any player gets on base, he's gonna make it all the way around. He's going to get home. We're going to score. So that's a little bit of what how aggressive we are as a team. So once person gets on, we got to move them all the way over and you keep on going.
Does it permeate through the softball team too, like that aggressiveness? Like, I think of how these teams play. Is that just an aggressive mindset that Riverdale Athletics has, or is it describe to me a little bit, Coach, about what that looks like?
Well, as I said, because I'm a softball coach, I don't get out to see the baseball as much as I would like to. On our side, is over the years, softball's been pretty much just power.
Yeah. But
we have transitioned the last couple of years to have to do the same thing as they're doing now. Mm-hmm. When we get on the bases, we got to find ways to move them over and get over and get in scoring position. As I look at as his stats that his coach Cantieri sent to me,
right.
Just knowing the game, you can see he's only struck out 3 times this year.
Crazy.
Telling me he's been on base. So even a walk or whatever it is, a single, is turning into a double and a triple, and his team is scoring him. So I can tell that just from the stats that Coach Cantieri sent me, that he gets on base and he's going to score.
Yeah, it's such a weapon to have. And is it because I noticed you're a little bit taller, so you got a little bit longer stride. Do you use those longer strides when you're going out and running around, or is it what's your legit speed out there when it comes to that?
I do. I use my strides to add advantage. So, less steps, longer strides to get to second base, to get to third base, and to get to home. So I use that advantage, take off quick, and I get there as fast as I can.
If Zayden doesn't have a dirty uniform after every game, then you know something wrong happened, right?
Yeah, yep.
How dirty does the uniform get after each game?
It gets really dirty. My pants are starting to rip from behind. So.
You might need to get new pants. No, the baseball side of thing, and this team, describe to me this team a little bit, right? The makeup of this group. You guys just got a good win a couple days ago, so there's some hope that this team can have a good finish to this season, right?
Well, yeah, for sure. This team, they mean a lot to me. Starting from the beginning of the season and working our way up, we kind of went through ups and downs and a lot of bumps in the road, but we were pushing through, and just game by game, we need to work together as a team, talk with each other, don't argue, because that's what our coach says a lot. As long as we don't argue, we get together, we play as a team, that's when we perform the best.
What are the personalities on this group? Who are some of the people who stand out in your mind?
Man, a lot of them. They're all weird in their own way. Starting with one of my pitcher, my first baseman, Luke Church. He's a good kid, and he's real goofy and funny, so we all laugh at him. He's a real good kid. And then my best friend, Alejandro Solorio, which is our third baseman, also pitcher. He's a good kid. You can get in his skin sometimes, but he'll push through, and he'll finish the game strong.
How are the practices with Riverdale? I imagine you got one after this, or are you – I know Coach is out of town a little bit, but what are the practices like at Riverdale?
So we still have practice today, and practice, it's real fun. It's real fun. We get in there. We do our stuff we're supposed to do. We have a little bit of fun with our coach, Derek. Derek Pacheco and Mason Musgrave, they help us out a lot, and they make sure we have fun out there, and we work together, and just as long as we get our stuff done and we have fun, that's all that matters.
You're a senior, right? And this is a season that you're probably cherishing as the moments continue to keep going. We're entering May here, right? So how much are you trying to stay in the moment and trying to live this season, and also how reflective are you of your time, because you've had such impressive moments throughout your whole career at Riverdale?
Yeah, I mean, these years have gone by so fast, and I wouldn't have thought I'd been here by now, but man, it's real fun being out there with them. So just day by day, I'm taking it slow and cherishing every moment with them. So every time we get on the baseball field, outside of school, you know, I talk to all of them. I'm real close with every single one of my teammates, as well as my coaches. We went out there at a Fresno State baseball game and got together and got to watch a baseball game, and pretty soon in the next 2 weeks, we're going to go out and watch the San Francisco Giants play.
Oh, wow. There you go. That'll be fun. That's a good time to get out there. Brian, the time flies with Zayden, right? Has it flown for you, just how quickly he has gotten to this moment? He's got a month left of varsity baseball. That's it.
Yeah, it seems like an eternity since he came in his freshman year. Ended up stepping in at quarterback, as I said, for us as a freshman the first week to help us out, and he never looked back. And now it seemed like, you know, we're getting into next season, and we have to find a replacement. It seems like he's been there forever. But, yeah, and I imagine it's the same thing in soccer and baseball at all across the board because of what he means to all three of the teams.
Absolutely. Zayden, I see you volunteer, too. You take the time to volunteer with the local youth as well. And how important is that? Tell me why you make a point to be a part of that with the local youth programs that are out there in Riverdale.
Man, the kids mean everything to me. I have a lot of siblings, a lot of cousins here in Riverdale, and umpiring there, doing everything I can just to be there for them, support them, and helping out the youth. That's all I like to do. The community means a lot to me.
Do you feel like those kids kind of reflect what you were, a few years ago, like what you were growing up and seeing that guidance, and you wanted to give back in that fashion? Do you see yourself in some of those kids that you grew up?
Yeah, for sure. A lot of the kids I see, they're real good kids, and I know they could be the same spot I'm here right now and even better than me.
Brian, do you see him in that volunteering role and what he does? Like, you know, he has so much on his plate with so much things, and yet he still finds the time to do that.
Yes, and then just take it, for instance, we had a game a few weeks ago, and my son, I helped my son's Little League coach baseball, and he had a game, Xavier had a game that day, and so I started the game as the umpire. And he could have just said, hey, I'm going home. I'm tired. And second inning, he come rolling in, jumped in the field, took right over, and became an umpire of the game too. So he doesn't look for ways out, not when he's playing, not when he's helping out in the community. He's always looking to be there and go the extra yard.
That's awesome. Right. Zayden, like, this, you epitomize what kind of the high school athlete should be, right? And the role model that you are. It's awesome to hear stories like this. And for me, I'm curious if, you know, what your future is, of course, and what things are looking like. Like, you obviously are a prolific soccer player. You're a prolific baseball player. Like, forgive my ignorance, but I want to know, like, what your pursuits of that. Because it sounds like you legit have some talent in there. What is that looking like for you at the next level?
Sports, they mean a lot to me. Just growing up, my dad put me in a whole bunch of sports with my siblings, as well as my brother that's a year older, Xavier Camacho. So we've just been real competitive brothers in every sport we do. So we look to push at the next level. So he's at Reedley football right now. He's playing at Reedley.
Right.
And I'm going to be attending Fresno City College and
the Rams.
Yeah, I'm going to be attending there. I'm not sure if I'm going to play what sport I'm going to play actually. So first I wanted to play their soccer, but I'm not sure. I might play football and baseball as well if I'm able to.
Yeah, I think there's a clear path for you there, right? With that, and that's certainly an option. And I don't think there's any lack of nobility and anything like that. It's a certain grind to get through that, and I feel like you're epitome of a player that can get through that and find yourself maybe at a D1 college in some form or D2 college in some form, because just because you're from Riverdale doesn't mean you're not a great athlete or anything like that, right, Coach? I got to imagine Zayden's got a bright future ahead of him.
Correct. And unfortunately, as you said, because it's Riverdale, a lot of kids get in their mind that it's small school, I'm not going to be able to go to something big. As a coach, I try to say that's not the right direction or the right mindset. Always believe in yourself. Get the opportunity. Take advantage of the opportunity. And he just recently reached out to me about football, and I reached out to Fresno City. And when we leave here, we're gonna go meet over there with Coach. So that's a direction he may get to choose, but he's gonna make that decision, and it'll be his. As I told his brother last year, you have to make the decision for yourself, because now you're becoming a young adult. You need to make some of those decisions going forward, and you're basically gambling on yourself. It's a gamble. If you choose something, give it 100%, just like you always have, and see where it takes you.
Excited for that gamble, Zayden. There's a lot of opportunity. That's the great part about it. Opportunity.
Yep.
You know, it's so great to have that, I would imagine. And I'm sure you're just – there's a lot of good energy moving forward. But, of course, you have the focus of this season and what you're going to finish out here with Riverdale. I have some things for you. Some prizes to give you here, Zayden, real quick, if you don't mind. So this is from our folks who sponsor our Student Athlete of the Week interview. So I'll just give them an order here. I got a KFC coupon here from our friends at KFC. I have a coupon here for a family of four-pack meal at Toledo's Mexican restaurant here in Fresno. So I guess you can pay for dinner that night.
Yep.
I got... I dropped them. Those are Fresno State tickets, but you just told me I think you're going to go to the Giants game next week. So I might have to go get a different set of tickets and see if I can get those to you. I think you might be going to that day, but I can get you a different set of Fresno State tickets if you need to. And then I got a T-shirt here for you as well, our Student Athlete of the Week shirt
right on.
And this is a good bag for you to keep everything in that. And then right behind you here, you may have seen it a little bit. I have the giant check that we present to all of our student athletes with the Riverdale Cowboy on there. Got Coach's name on there. And, of course, you're right there as well. So how about that, huh?
I love it. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Where do you think this can go? You got a spot in your room?
I'll put it out in the garage. Right there in the middle.
Right there in the middle? Here, I'll let you hold it. Take a look at that. Feel what that feels like. Yeah, that's yours to take home. Coach, what do you think about that, huh?
I think his smile on his face right now says it all.
good to have Riverdale in the house representing on this too. And Zayden, you're an inspiration for a lot of kids out there, and I hope you have the opportunity to really showcase what being a Riverdale Cowboy can be moving forward. So appreciate it as always. Thanks for stopping on by, and good luck the rest of the season. Let's see if you can break this. I don't know where the Steels record is. Do you even know where that is in the Central section?
I'm not too sure, but wherever it is, I'm going to keep on going, and if I could pass it, I'm going to pass it.
Let's see how far you get, right? Sure. Let's see how you do. I think you're 104 right now, so plenty more opportunities. All right. Zayden, appreciate it. Brian, appreciate it. Thanks, guys, for swinging on by.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Well, isn't that a great interview? And I kind of told him after the interview, he is kind of what is the epitome of what is great about high school athletics is kids like him. So wishing him well and best of luck on his future, wherever it's going. So we are, of course, wrapping up here in just a little bit, and I got Jorge here. If Jorge wants to jump on the mic with me just for a little bit too.
Yeah.
Jorge, you got, of course, the weekend coming up, so there's a little, what are we watching this weekend that we end on our Friday shows? What are we watching? Of course, coming up tonight, Laker basketball. That's on 790, right? Game 6, is that what we got on 790 tonight, correct?
Tonight, yes, game 6, the Lakers. Hopefully they'll win.
Figure it out and get it done, man. Wednesday was such a, you know, it was such a wet fart. It's the only way I can describe that kind of performance, man. It was just Austin Reeves is back. It was supposed to be a homecoming, the Lakers in 5, and then just kind of a no-show from everybody else. Luke Kennard's having a really rough time these last couple of games of these series, and I think the Rockets may have figured something out there. But no team, I believe, in NBA history has given up a 3-0 series lead and lost it. The Lakers certainly don't want to be that team. It's good to have Austin Reeves back, but we need those role players continuing to play at a high level if the Lakers want to have hopes of winning it tonight. I anticipate they win the game tonight because – I think there's some serious wake-up callness to the game on Wednesday of how much they just kind of went through the motions of it. So, Jorge, I'm predicting a win tonight. Am I calling it a must-win? I know they have another game in L.A. if they don't end up taking care of business, but does tonight feel like a must-win for the Lakers if they want to avoid a winner-take-all Game 7 in L.A.?
You don't want a Game 7. You do not want a Game 7, whatever it is. Like, if it, like I know that they you know, They feel like they're gonna win it, but if they go out of game 7,
yeah,
it's a free for all. You don't want that.
Game 7, tough. You don't want that, and it's kind of whatever on that aspect of it. Do we know when game 7 is scheduled technically for Sunday? Correct.
It's Sunday, but there's no time.
Yeah, that's TBD because they're still figuring out who's playing when and all that lovely stuff. There's a Celtics Sixers game 7 coming up. Ain't that something? I know a couple other series are still potentially game 7. The Pistons are trying to find a way to win tonight
like
as well.
Celtics shouldn't be in that position because they just won this title.
They fool around, man. They fool around with their food. They are the most play with your food team I've ever seen in the NBA. So I'm just going to shout that out right now. The Celtics can be a little fraudulent, and if they lose that one, it is certainly going to be alarm bells for them. What else we got on the schedule coming up? Of course, Giants baseball in just a matter of minutes here from Tampa. They're going to be playing throughout the weekend. Not a great series against Philly. Three-game sweep to one of the worst teams in baseball record-wise. Jorge, you panicking about that Giants performance, especially the way they lost the last two games? I believe I read this was the first time they ever got walked off in a doubleheader in the same day, in a doubleheader.
It's the way they lost that has me worried. More than just their overall baseball, it's just the way they just let those games go like that.
Right.
That's the worst part about it, but I don't know. I don't feel that bad about, like, you know, the way they play. Just the circumstances. They had the game in their hands and they let it go.
Tampa's a much better team too. Tampa's like kind of on the heels of the Yankees right now in the American League East. So this does not get any easier for the Giants if they are hoping to find ways to win on the road, because they could stare at an 0-6 road trip in the face if they don't take care of business very soon. Of course, we got tonight. Some high school baseball, Buchanan and Clovis North tonight. Palmetto's going to be on the call with me. We're going to get a little early. We're going to cut into that Giants game if it ends up happening. We'll give you updates of those Giants game later tonight. So apologies if you're looking for that. But, you know, high school baseball certainly reigns supreme here. We got A's Guardians later tonight at 6 o'clock. And then over the weekend, like I said, Palmetto's going to be on Central Valley Sports Report. And you want to check in with the Grizzlies this weekend as well. They're going to be on 1430, both games this weekend on 1430 between them and the Stockton Ports. So anything else you're watching this weekend? Anything you're paying attention to?
Yeah, there's F1 coming back.
Formula
in Miami.
One?
They're in Miami, so should be good.
Okay, Miami, Florida, we like that. There's also in Miami the Cadillac Championship for golf, a signature event out at Doral. So a lot of sports that we pay attention to in Miami this weekend.
Student athlete of the week. I went to school. What is that?
Oh yeah, shout out the Camacho family. Hopefully he's listening. So, all right, Jorge. I think we're out of time. So let's send it to the Giants and have a good weekend, Jorge.
Yeah, great show. Good weekend.
Great show. See you at 6:15.